Hello, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm a doctoral student at Mid Sweden University and also an associate head of school at one of the most amazing schools I've ever seen in the world here in Tampa, Florida.
Oh, you think that's an amazing school, huh? Well, my name is Kristen Snyder. I'm a professor in quality management and an associate professor in education at Mid Sweden University, and originally lived in Tampa, so I am very familiar with this amazing school that Mike is now a part of running and is part of my connection to this paper that we want to share with you. Mike, do you want to start out?
Sure. Yeah. So we wrote a paper along with a third author as well, Carolyn Snyder, called Going Hybrid on a Dime: Insights for Transformation in Education Towards Sustainable Quality Development. And this was a really interesting time. No school was prepared for the pandemic. We know that. And what happened was some schools flourished and some schools were really hurt by it. And what happened at this school in particular was interesting because we have a culture that is unique to our school, a culture of quality and a culture of teaming, which Kristen will talk about in just a second, that really allowed this particular school and the data to support how it was able to go hybrid on a dime and continue to provide a quality education for students and for the families that depend on it.
Yeah. And this study was also very interesting for me because a number of years ago, I published a couple of pieces in seminar.net on the digital culture, which is a theoretical concept or model that I generated based on theories about ICT and education at the time. This is early 2000s. And how, if we're going to look at transformation in education, we really need to consider the organization as a whole from a systems perspective. And we still find that very few innovations applying digital technologies in education result in the transformation of schools. And here, before my eyes, using actually Facebook as my predominant connection into the school during the pandemic, I was really witnessing what was happening to the school from a whole organizational perspective. And at the time, we were collecting data looking at, how do you lead a school during the crisis and maintain this attractive quality? And what we found was that there were some key elements in place in the school that really gave us new insights into this digital culture and how schools can begin to transform, take a little innovation and make it transformative. And a couple of those key elements that we found in this study is the importance of grounding all decisions in the values so that it wasn't the technology that drove this innovation, it was the principles of the school. Okay, we want to create learning, maintain learning, keep everybody safe. Learning is a very socially active learning model at this school. And so how do we use technology to keep people socially engaged? And how do we build these kind of channels of open communication? And the school also is quite unique to some extent for the way that it uses teaming or teamwork to create these network structures or infrastructures. And that became central for helping everybody get on board and everybody kind of co-create or co-design this reimagined school that we're calling Going Hybrid on a Dime. So I think there are some really exciting things in this article, and there were certainly exciting insights that we got from being able to follow the school for the entire year. And one of the most amazing things to me was the data, Mike, that you shared at the end from the Contentment Foundation
Right.
and the student results.
Yeah, exactly. We went into this eyes open, already collecting data straight into a pandemic. We had no idea what would come out of this, what we were going to find. And of course, we were pleasantly surprised by what came out of it. The school prioritizes personal well-being of its students, but also of its faculty and staff. The whole idea behind, if you're on a plane, putting your mask on first before helping others, that's central to what happens at this school. And I think it was pivotal in helping the school transition through one of the toughest times in our history, and become more sustainable because of it.
Yeah. So thank you all for watching. We hope you read our article, but mostly we hope that you take a lesson, some of the lessons from our article and continue to develop knowledge about how we can help schools transform to become sustainable. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you.